Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Gray Hour by the Gray Scene, and just welcome to episode 7 and happy Monday. I think it's October 8th, I believe. And guys, we are joined here today by a very special guest, somewhat close to my heart, like somewhat close to my heart. I think she's introducing herself now. Are you there?
Hi guys. Yeah. It's me, Savina.
Savina.
Yes.
Yes. How are you today? Tell us.
I'm good. I'm doing good. It's late right now, 10:30.
No, New York time.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm really excited about this podcast, and yeah, let's have this.
I know, I've been talking about it all the time with you. I know.
Yeah.
And we finally got you to do it.
Yeah, and I was the one who asked you today.
I know, that was the crazy part. I was the one just like blah 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 going about my, then you're like, hey, let's do it. I'm just like, what?
Yeah, and I was home today doing nothing. I'm like, let's do it today. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and here you are. We finally have you here.
Yay.
There's like a plot in the background. So listen, we want to know a little bit about you. Tell us about Savina. Now wait, Savina, before I go on, you know, I always introduce you as Savina Rakhmanova.
Yeah.
Or Savina Rakhmanova. So
or Linda.
That, or Linda, guys, Linda. Another podcast will explain Linda. I swear we'll tell you who Linda is, what Linda is, the concept of Linda.
But for it's the a whole another this, character.
Yeah, whole different people. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But tell us who Savina Rakhmanova is. Tell us.
Okay.
What the
Savina Rakhmanova is a 22-year-old. Let me give some bio. No, I'm just joking. Okay, so I'm a recent college graduate. I graduated this year. Yay! Got my bachelor's in law and society, and I did minors in psychology. I'm from Uzbekistan.
Right, guys. Side note, I had no idea
it's what not Pakistan
was.
Yeah, it's not Pakistan. A lot of people get confused with Pakistan, but no, it's Uzbekistan.
Uzbek. Uz.
Yeah.
Uzi.
Yeah. Uzi. Uzi. Yeah. I speak three languages, which are Uzbek, Russian, and English, obviously. What else? Currently, I am home. I'm not working, but I am studying.
She's trying to market herself, people. So if you have a job for our friend, make sure to send the links over.
Kinda. But my thing is, right now, I'm studying for GREs. I'm planning to take that in December. Yeah.
Right. So what are you trying to do with the GRE? Are you trying to get a master's in what?
And public administration or public policy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I looked into some of the programs by in Cornell University, and I was really interested in that. So I don't know. I think I'll be applying there.
Right. So next year. You hear that, guys? Big things. Big things. Ivy League, right?
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. And guess what?
What?
I'm going for a visit next week, Wednesday.
Oh, right. Is it next week? Really?
Yeah. I mean,
oh, wow.
It's this week, actually. This week.
See,
in 2 days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I had a question mark in my face. Like, what?
Yeah.
Next week?
I don't know why. I still think it's Saturday for some reason.
Yeah,
it's a weekend.
I wish. You see, when you're home.
Yeah, you get confused.
You lose track
of time.
You
don't even know the date.
So, listen. You know what we do on the podcast. We introduce artists and what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you consider yourself to be an artist in such way? Because a little birdie told me that you're a bit of a makeup enthusiast, fashion enthusiast. What do you think of yourself to be?
My thing is I'm really into art. I don't know. I'm into makeup, and that's kind of my style of art, I think. I like to do makeup to myself and to my family members. I like to play around, create new looks, and I also like to do nails as well.
Right.
Yeah, and this thing, I was really interested in makeup since I was really young, and I do buy a lot of products, collect makeup. I watch a lot of YouTube videos Okay, one of my favorite YouTubers is Jeffrey Star. I know you know him.
Of course, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey, yeah, he's like one of my favorites. He's funny, that's why I watch him all the time. Yeah, but I learn from YouTube most of the time, and I do it to myself, or to my mom, or my sister. Depends. Nice. And today I actually did some gel manicure at home myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah, to me and my mom, and she loved it. And she kind of gave me some tip, you know?
Oh, some tip? What did she do? Did she feed you?
She is that like, what it was? Okay, was that this the tip? Looks fine. It's better than my Asian lady, whatever. And then she was like, okay, here's some. Take some $5 and go make your day.
She was like, it's cute or whatever. Here's $5. Yeah. You were $5.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was funny.
Okay. So here's the thing. So why makeup? Why nails? What about it draws you to it? So tell us a little bit about why Sabina likes makeup and why do you consider makeup to be an art? Because you know out there we have a lot of MUAs, and if you guys don't know what that acronym is, it's makeup artists, right? Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Like why should the, not saying why, because I think makeup is a part of art, but why does Sabina think makeup is a form of art?
I think you play around with colors and you create, you transform, you know, you start with nothing, like natural face, and you kind of mm-hmm. transform person's look. That's, I think that's part of art, you know, part of right. art is all about like transformation, creating new looks, creating something that was not existed before. And for me, art of like makeup, playing around with makeup colors, I don't know, came since I was really young, and I was always into it, and till this day I'm always into like creating new looks and seeing what's right for me. At the mm-hmm. same time, you want to know what it's helpful, some of like health products, for example, like for your skin, you know what's good for your skin, you know how to, you know, improve your skin if you're like having trouble with acne, let's say, you know what to use, what kind of creams are good for you, those type of things, you know.
Right. So on a day-to-day basis, right,
mm-hmm.
who would you say, not who, what would you say your best foundation is?
I gotta go with YSL.
Okay. Who? Vicel?
Yeah, YSL. YSL,
who's a Vicel? I'm like, who is this Vicel?
Sounds like one of the doctors that I know of.
Selling, like, what is this? He's got his own product line. Sorry, guys, inside joke about our job, my job.
Yeah, my and job. Also Estee Lauder is also one of my favorites, the double wear, because it's all like it stays on your skin whole day and right. doesn't move, and it's really good. I love it. The coverage is the best. And I know a lot of people love this foundation. And YSL is good too, because
YSL, spell this YSL.
YSL.
Oh, I think you literally just said that.
Yeah, YSL.
I'm like, I'm still trying to like spell it out of my head. I'm like, YSL, how you say YSL?
No, okay. It's YSL, yeah.
So,
and
so
this what? Is all uh-huh. our foundation and up to 20-hour wear, flawless matte full coverage, oil free. I'm just reading off the bottle right now.
Oh, you got the bottle right in front of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm just right front of my station right now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy being around this area. It's so beautiful.
So you like collect the makeup, you, mm-hmm. you put it on, you play around with it. Would you consider yourself a makeup guru? Would you claim that title for yourself right now?
Not really. You know, after watching those YouTubers and mm-hmm. the way that they have so much makeup and the way that they talk about makeup, I don't think I'm that capable to call myself like as a makeup guru, but mm-hmm. I'm getting there.
You're getting there?
Yeah.
She did not get
Maybe
the Jeffree
Star
approval.
In a couple years, I'll get there.
Okay.
But so far, yeah,
because I've seen your work. I've seen your makeup. I've seen how you've done your nails.
Mm-hmm.
And guys, believe it or not, I think she's giving herself less credit than she actually deserves. I've seen how she does makeup.
Aww,
I've seen,
let's
shut up. I've seen how she does nails. It comes out really nice. I've seen her create her own arc and her own arc. Blech, her own arc, and it's very beautiful. It's all natural stuff, and you mm-hmm. should see her beat her face. Because, honey, when we go to, when we want to beat a face, we beat a face.
You know, we have our own terminology. We don't beat, we box our faces.
Oh, sorry, we box our face. We like, you know, we take the fist with us, like, bloop, bloop, bloop.
Yeah.
On the face. With the booty blender, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta blend it in. So
you know they have a new foundation out, with the full coverage, and it's really good. I heard.
Really? So yeah. so let's talk about that full coverage after, because I want to jump into some of our features for TGS. So guys, we're gonna just take a small break and talk about some of our Wednesday features from TGS. And this one was from the Wednesday prompt, and this Wednesday's prompt was in 7 words. Sorry, not this Wednesday, last Wednesday. Wow, I honestly forgot the days of the weeks too. In 7 words, write your own ending to an unrequited love. And I think this touched a lot of people. And I want to just shout out some of the people like who wrote like excellent prompts to this. Our first person is Wear Pink Rose. Our second person is Brian Creates and Copies. Zom Bear Writes. And our last person is _ Incandesco. Guys, thank you so much for participating in this Wednesday's prompt. I can't wait to read more for this upcoming Wednesday, which I believe is the 11th. Hopefully we'll have like a really spooky prompt, but you know us, we're a bunch of saps here on TGS. Maybe it'll be about love, maybe it'll be about hitting your toe against the bed, I don't know. You know, we like to cry a little bit on TGS, because we may not seem like it, but we kind of like sappy stuff, which there's nothing wrong with that at all. We just like to cry just a little bit. But yeah. Guys, those are all Instagram handles, so make sure to give these people a follow. I'm pretty sure you know how to spell it. Every Instagram handle I just said. Only one I think you might have trouble with is Zombear Writes, and it's literally just zombie without the B-I-E. Well, actually, the bear has a B in front of it. So it's Zombear Writes. Thank you so much, guys, for participating. And let's get back to our foundation talk.
Yeah.
What was the foundation that you were telling our peeps about?
The Beauty Blender Full Coverage Foundation just released. And I heard it was good. And I can't wait to get a sample and try it on.
Where'd you get these samples from? I always, like, this girl, she's like a sample fiend. Like, if you go to Sephora, to New York,
you go to Sephora and you just ask for, oh, can I get a sample? And they will give you samples. And you could ask for, like, more than one foundation. Like, you could ask for, like, I think more than 10.
More than 10.
Yeah.
You guys, because apparently they cut her off because she asked for too much sample. Guys, I'm telling you, if you guys ever...
But, like, with foundation, I feel like you need to, like... full day to know how it works for your skin, because you can't really tell how foundations are by just applying it, you know? You have to test it out for a whole entire day. Some of them, like, you know, they claim that they're full coverage 24-hour wear, but actually wipes off after 2-3 hours, then, hey, you know?
Right.
That's not working for me, you know? Especially when you pay for, like, prices that are over $50. That's when I get concerned, you know?
No, you're absolutely right. I think the best foundation I have now, it's pretty heavy duty. And I feel like if you're going to go partying or just kind of be out for pretty much all your day and you want to have, like, a really nice beat face, I think the best foundation I have was, I think you recommended it to me. I think Jeffrey and Patrick Starr, both stars, used, oh man, I gotta like really find my way to my makeup. It's called I think it's the same thing, the double wear, right?
Yeah,
there you go. See, hunty, I got you. And my other one, I think my other one, which I really love, is a Kat Von D's All Nighter. It's a waterproof longwear liquid foundation. Now, this foundation is really nice. I think it's absolutely full coverage, and it'll really cover up any acne scars that you have. I really like it. I think only problem that I really saw with it, sometimes it can be really drying to your face, and sometimes it'll cling to like to your dry patches. But other than that, once you put like a good primer on, I think you'll be really set for the day. Mm-hmm. And always don't forget a setting powder.
Yes, you cannot forget about setting powder at all. if you don't have that, then I think your foundation just vanishes in 2 hours. You know,
right? It'll be like on your neck. It'll be on your t-shirt. And we don't want that.
Yes,
we want to have a beat face all day. We gotta get some husbands, get some wives, whatever. Floats your boat, dinosaurs, you know. But tell us, like, what is a routine day for you? Like, skincare wise, makeup wise, pick your poison for each one. Would you rather talk about makeup or like skincare? Because we've been talking about makeup a little bit.
Yeah, let's jump on to like skincare. So, one of the other products that I really love is this moisturizer by Bobbi Brown.
And yes,
it's really good. I think it's called hydrating something, but I know it starts with hydrating, so right. I'm so sorry. But the cream, it's really good. So what I do is I wash my face, I remove all my makeup at nighttime, my nightly routine, and I wash my face with the cleanser. And then I apply that moisturizer. And sometimes I do oils, like, you know, coconut oil is also really good for your skin. But I do that sometimes, rarely. But my moisturizer by Bobbi Brown has been amazing. It changed my whole, like, texture of my skin. Like, it became so smooth. Yeah, and by the morning, you wake up and your skin is so smooth. And, like, your pores are, like, you know, they're not so deep. And they're, like, you know...
They've like forgiven you.
Yes.
They're like, thank you for taking care of me.
Yes. So I really like that. And thank you, Bobbi Brown.
Thank you, Bobbi Brown. And where can we snack this Bobbi Brown product?
Sephora have it. Sephora the guys, has it Sephora, all. Yeah. Or Macy's.
Macy's?
Yeah. I think Ulta have it too, but I'm not sure.
What's Macy's?
Macy's.
Oh, I heard Macy's. Oh, like maces? It sounds like something dangerous. So, guys, Sephora, Macy's, and Ulta
I'm not
Beauty.
Sure about Ulta.
Okay, we're not sure. Question mark.
Yeah, but I think they do have Bobbi Brown collection there. I'm not sure.
See, guys, go snatch these products up because.
Yeah. But at the same time, although this product is pricey, I'm going to tell you right now. Uh-huh. But
I think she's googling the price.
But you still want to have the same result. I think you could still use like natural oils that are not that thick, but they're facial oils that you could buy from drugstores.
Right, like castor oil.
Yes,
coconut oil.
These oils are so good for your skin, especially in winter. It's coming.
Right, Jordana, winter is coming, honey.
It's coming. Yeah. You have to get your oils ready. Like facial
I know,
oils
honey,
already.
I have like it's stocked up.
Okay, so you could apply those oils and have the same result. They're really good for your skin.
You guys hear that? They're good for your skin.
Yeah,
get your natural oils ready, guys, because when Games of Thrones starts and when that winter, brutal winter comes, because Lord knows winter gets really crazy in the United States, especially in New York City.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Like, our skin be dry.
I know.
Dry. And I want to switch gears a little bit, because if we're talking about, you know, how brutal the United States could be sometimes, we're going to switch gears, guys. No more art for the night. I'm just joking. We're always talking about art. Something a little less happy happened this week. And I think this has been going on for quite some time now. And I think we were talking a little bit about it earlier. It was about the Kavanaugh hearings and his recent confirmation into Supreme Court. Right. And I just want to, you know, just getting a little bit of opinions here and there, because more people throughout the week are going to be discussing this. And I know there's a couple protests in different states. What are your thoughts about this? Because a lot of people are feeling like the government isn't really listening to the people.
Yeah.
Or taking things
seriously. See, my thing is on that is crime is a crime. Whether you commit it 2 days ago or 2 years ago or, you know, 10 years ago. You still have to be held responsible for your actions, you know. You still have to face the consequences. And being that government official that has so much power and just with the one interview and with one explanation can just get away with it, you know. And you represent the, you know, and you have so much power in the government and can't just do that. People, like, citizens get offended, like, you know, people you know, follow the rules random, and I don't know. For me, I just feel like being that of government official, you doing this and you just getting away with no punishment, with no consequences, it's messed up, you know.
Right. No, I get it. And I think that's how a lot of people feel as well. I think what's been happening also, and if you guys don't really know about the Kavanaugh hearings, they went live last week with Dr. Ford, a woman who accused Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her back when they were younger. I believe it was high school.
Mm-hmm.
And two other women came out after her as well, accusing mm-hmm. him of sexual assault and sexual, you know,
mm-hmm.
misdemeanors. And it's been quite interesting to see how this all unfolded. And if you guys really didn't watch the live hearing with Dr. Ford, I think you see a lot of Brett Kavanaugh's actual or his real personality. He was very angry, very argumentative. He was cutting off some of the politicians when they were talking to him and questioning him about things that he needs to be questioned on.
Yeah, and then, like, second day, he apologized, and then he excused himself by saying how emotional he is. That's just not right. A response or answer that you would give, you know?
Right. Especially for someone who's taking the place of one of the highest positions in the country as Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Right, and I think you need to be... And so this, I think this is the question that a lot of people want answered. And I wanted your opinion on it, Sabina. Do you think someone like him with such a temperament and such a way of carrying himself throughout these hearings, even though I guess we could give him the benefit of the doubt, I'm not. But mm-hmm. if we're going to play devil's advocate here and, you know, play both sides of the fence,
mm-hmm.
do you think someone like him should have the right to the seat?
No, absolutely not. I think that's why most of the citizens in the United States are angry. They they feel that he does not deserve such position, you know? He right. should face the consequences. He should get the punishment as he deserves, you know? Yeah, that's about it.
All right. On that note, guys, we're going to talk about this a little bit more. But mm-hmm. we're taking a short break again to do some more TGS shout-outs. And these shout-outs are our Sunday shout-outs. And as always, these are all our Instagram handles from our page. And guys, mm-hmm. make sure to give these peeps a follow. Collaborate, network.
Just
reach out, follow. So our first runner-up, I'm so sorry. Our first person. I swear it was a race. Our first person is Shailene Writes, and that's Shailene, Shailene dot Writes. Next person is Brian Creates and Copies. Edelweiss Poetry, and that is spelled Edelweiss Poetry. A_Writers_Universe. Oliver Thomas Poet. I think we know how to spell Oliver and Thomas. I think we're good on that one.
Yes.
A Big Blur Poetry. It's all together. Our next person is Blue Fire Phoenix. And that's Spire. Well, Spire. So sorry. That's Fire spelled with a PH instead of an F. So that's Blue, PHIRE, Phoenix. Next person is Trisha_Poetry. And that's Trisha, Trisha_Poetry. Poems About Laurels, and that's Laurels is spelled Laurels. Writings by JB. Next person is _Sarah Herron, and that's Sarah, Sarah Herin. Wilderness of Paper, Blushing Memory, and last but certainly not least, IKM Poetry. Guys, thank you so much for all your support on the page, and please continue to support us, guys. And thank you for everything that you always do. Tag us in your work, hashtag. We love featuring you guys, everything that we do. We love reading your poetry.
Yes.
So thank you for those Sunday shout-outs. I wish I could applaud you guys, but like my instrument's in my hand. So I'm clapping. Trust me, I am. So let's get back into it with this Kavanaugh thing. I think we were talking about whether or not he deserved the seat, right?
Mm-hmm. How about you? Like, why don't you give some of your thoughts?
I think, honestly, my thoughts remain the same as everybody else. I don't think he deserved.
Mm-hmm.
Not think. I know he didn't deserve the Supreme Court seat. He did not. Mm-hmm. I feel like a man with such a temperament like that, see, there's nothing wrong with being emotional and passionate, but I mm-hmm. feel like when you aren't able to control your anger to that degree, and you're throwing words at your other colleagues in such a way, when you know you're on the stand, you know what you have to be going through, you would expect more decorum from him, especially for someone who's going to such a higher position, who's supposed to be making all these rules, making sure that they're followed correctly.
Yeah.
I think what the best thing Kavanaugh should have done is actually step down.
Yeah.
And let the FBI do what they had to do. And I think that was the most interesting thing when watching the hearings when they were happening, is I think more than one person asked him, would you let the FBI conduct their investigation the way they are supposed to?
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really give an answer to it. He just kept saying, oh, my friend, I don't remember the friend's name, Billy Bob, let's say it's Billy Bob, was there and they know my character, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, instead of evading the questions, answer them straightforward. If you know you really didn't do these things, you should have a straight answer for it. Yeah. Let them do it.
Yeah.
You know, that's honestly my take on it. And it's interesting how he was still confirmed into Supreme Court. It just lets you know where the people stand.
Yeah.
Essentially, when it comes to certain situations.
Yeah. Do you think President is involved with this?
100%.
Yeah.
All the way. 100%. Some people may not like what we have to say, but that's okay. As everyone always likes to throw out, and it is our right, it's somewhere in the amendments, I don't remember which one. freedom of speech. So you're allowed to give your opinion. So always happy to hear what other people have to say about this. Some people may tell us to suck it up, and maybe one day I'll suck it up, just not today. Still kind of sore. But it's really interesting to see what's happening to the country, and I feel like we're honestly gotten more divided instead of coming together.
Yeah.
So it's been, I'll just keep saying, it's been very interesting to see what's been going on.
Yeah.
So I think we're gonna.
I think at this moment where citizens don't trust or don't rely on the government anymore, and I think that's been a big issue nowadays. Like, they don't know what to expect,
right?
So they don't even know, what's gonna go next with the president or like any other three branches, of the government.
Right. I think that's a big issue that I don't think is gonna be solved anytime soon.
Yeah.
Which is frightening.
Yeah, it is.
It's very much frightening, especially for all the things that America is known for, America was known to be a country that people flock to for freedom, for happiness, and it's slowly not becoming that anymore.
Yeah. I mean, coming here, we thought it was such a great country. We was happy to be part of this country and to serve the government and be a citizen, and I don't know, but hearing after these news and not being satisfied with one of the officials, they're not listening to us, they're going by and they're getting away with it, and that's just not fair, and it's kind of sad, because we come with big hopes and see that, and our expectation is not reaching to that level, and it's quite disappointing, you know.
You're absolutely right. It is disappointing. But let's not be disappointed anymore.
Yeah.
I think we've that was the topic of the day, guys, and there's more of this topic coming up throughout the rest of the week. When we talk to other people, there's a lot of interesting stuff happening in the United States and everywhere in the world, and it's been really interesting to see. And my heart still goes out to the people in Indonesia who were struck by that earthquake and the tsunami that happened afterwards. And I believe in Haiti also there was another earthquake. And it's scary what's happening to the world, and my prayers go out to them and people who were affected by this by these natural disasters.
Yeah.
But I think we're gonna get back to you, the makeup guru.
You can say that.
Yeah. So when are we gonna see some of your work? Like I feel like you're shy to show people your work.
I'm not shy, but I never done it to somebody to show my work. I mean, I've done it to you once, and I mostly do natural looks, you know. I always go with, like, maybe nudes and natural.
Right, that's your shtick. You like giving people natural beats.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe in the future you'll see some of my work.
So, you guys, you heard it from her mouth herself. She'll be posting up her work very soon. And I already told her that this is not even going to be news to her, that one of these days she's going to come on when we finally get the YouTube going with the videos.
Oh, come on.
Live streaming. She's going to be doing live makeup and nail tutorials. She's going to have to. She has no, like, it's impossible for her to wiggle herself out of this. It's not happening. Because we want to see it. We want to see what you can do. If everyone else could sit there and show off their art, you have, you could do that too. So, guys, we're going to need some encouragement. Follow her Instagram and tell her to do it. But don't just say do it. Like, I want you to be like, do it.
Do it.
See, if you guys see us on a daily basis, it's how we are. We're just weirdos. And I think awesome. But,
okay.
I think we're going to close.
If you guys want it, then I don't know. Maybe I'll try.
Not try. You're going to do it.
It's okay, like, I'll do it.
And you better do it. You have nothing to say about this. You're just going to do it. You see, if you guys worked with us, you guys, there's like so much inside jokes that we're eventually going to spill to you guys slowly. When she's on here again, she's going to be talking about what happened the last time. But I think we're going to close off the night with one of your nighttime skincare routines. I think that's only suitable for ending a podcast. So tell us about one of your nighttime skincare routines for people to get like the best, shiniest, beautiful skin.
Like I said, I use the moisturizer from Bobbi Brown. I wash my face. What I do is I remove all my makeup by using
always remove your makeup, people. Yes, do not sleep with it. It'll clog your pores.
People, I know it gets rough at night times when you're tired, you're lazy. You're in the bed, you want to sleep, but you have to come up and wash your face with a cleanser or makeup remover or any makeup wipe. You have to do it, guys. It's you need your skin to, you know how you breathe? Your skin also has to breathe, guys. So come up. Mm-hmm. No matter what, you have to come and wash your face with a cleanser that removes your makeup and cleans your face. And once you do that, you could get just a cleanser from Clean and Clear from any drugstores. And then what I do is, what do I do? Sometimes so many steps, like you get confused what's next. Okay, what I do next one is I apply toner to my face. So once you cleanse your face, your pores are open because you just wash your face with warm water, right? Your pores open up. So you want to lock your pores up by closing them, and toner helps you close them, you know? So I use a toner. And after that, then I apply my moisturizer, which is, I said again, by Bobbi Brown, and And sometimes, like I said, if you can't get Bobbi Brown, then you could just do any oils, facial oils. Like coconut oil is one of my favorites, so I apply that sometimes. Or you could do castor oil sometimes with vitamin E. And yeah, those are really good. And your skin will feel, never will be blessed by
It'll
anymore.
be blessed.
By morning. It's really good for your skin.
Your skin will tell you no teeth, no shade, honey, but you did this.
Yes.
You did this. My skin, you were beautiful. We're beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
But some of
Like,
the, you know, some of the YouTubers that I watched on YouTube, they do have a lot of steps. Like, they really go into it. They probably do like mask. Sometimes you could do a mask, you know, sometimes exfoliating mask. Some people use like Glam Glow masks from Sephora. Those are good too. You're probably not gonna use mask every day, but masks are also really good for your skin. But on a daily basis, girl, just put moisturizer and go to sleep. Clean your face, go put moisturizer and just knock
and
out.
knock it out.
Yeah.
Knock out. Just put that ass to
And
bed.
also, one more thing, one more last tip, drink a lot of water. That's,
H2O, hydrate.
yes, you need to hydrate all the time. Like, your body has to be hydrated all the time. Like, if you're like suffering with acne, water is one thing that will actually clean your blood and, you know, your whole system, so you break out less, you know. So that's why always remember to drink water, you know. It's all,
You guys,
yes, it's really helpful.
listen, this is healthy tips.
Yeah, go
Healthy
drink water now. Come on,
I'm
get
gonna drink. I already got it. I got my
up.
Poland Spring right next to me. Hang on, you
Kind of
hear
thirsty now. I'm
it?
about to go get my water.
Right, you guys make me thirsty. I'm like, let me get rid of this acne right now. Maybe it'll disappear
Yes.
tomorrow morning. But
Yes.
guys, this has been wonderful. I
Yes.
really appreciate it. Next time she's gonna be back. Like, there's no doubt about it. My skin is definitely gonna be coming back. Maybe she
Yes.
won't be so shy. Maybe she won't be so timid. But we're gonna get to see the real Sabina very soon. This like this she was this was real Sabina. Trust me. This
Yes,
was
this
Sabina
was the
Rakova.
real tea.
This was the real tea, but we want more tea. Like, we want like
You'll get it.
peppermint tea. But slowly, slowly. Because next time she's gonna tell us about her trip to Uzbekistan.
Yes, my 2 month trip to Uzbekistan.
She left. Let me tell y'all,
Yes.
she left me. It wasn't 2 months, it was like three.
Was 2 months, Linda.
It was three. She left like in June and then come back till like September. I could count. It was three. It was three.
Yeah, I think it
Anywho,
was 2 months and a few days in.
you left in June.
Okay.
Which means it was 3 months. It was 3 months. Don't play yourself. Wait,
I
actually,
leave June or July?
no. Now I'm actually thinking. I think you might have left
July.
July, so it probably
Smacking
was
it right
2 months.
now.
It was 2 months. Okay, it felt like an infinity and beyond. Whatever. It was July. Sorry, people. I'm telling her how long she left for. Anyway, no teeth, no shade, honey. Anyway, as Patrick Starr always says, I love Patrick Starr. Anyway. Thank you so much, Sabina, for stopping by today. It was wonderful talking to you, as always.
Yes, thank you for having me, girl.
Oh, do you have an Instagram you'd like to share?
It's Sabina R N 6.
Spell it out for us. Let's spell it out.
Sabina6.
You guys heard the T. Follow, follow, follow. She'll be
Follow,
posting
follow,
up.
follow.
And I hope she follows back, so don't get worried. She follows
I
back.
do. I
She's
do.
not one of those people who'd be like, yeah, follow me, and just like have it add up and then not follow you back.
Yeah, I do
She'll follow
follow
you.
back. Yes.
But guys, thank you so much for stopping by. For real, happy Monday. I hope you have a great rest of the week. I hope you have a great Tuesday, especially because once it's Tuesday, you know it's closer to Wednesday, and once it's Wednesday, it's closer to Thursday. And when Friday comes, honey, you know what happens Friday. We go to sleep.
Yes.
But make sure to listen into this episode. Well, not of course listening to this episode if you got this far. Mm-hmm. Listen to the last episode and follow The Gray Scene on Instagram, mm-hmm. Facebook, and Twitter. And make sure to tell a friend. And tell make sure to tell that friend to tell a friend. Then tell that friend to tell their mother and their cat. Okay? We want everyone to know.
They got the message, so, Linda.
They got the message. Make sure to tag us, hashtag us in your art so we can feature it on our page. And guys, just thank you so much for all the support and love. We really appreciate it. This has been Jay and
Sabina.
Don't forget to follow me on the Jay Gray. That's Gray with the E. Always with the E.
Mm-hmm.
Right? On Instagram. Thank you guys so much and have a wonderful night. Sabina, thank you again.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye, guys.